Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Mean Streets here on our FTN YouTube page. Chris Meany here, hanging out with you. Going to share a couple of my favorite plays here for tonight's Thursday night football game. Week 11 kicks off at the Link tonight. Should be a really good matchup. The Eagles, 3.5, 4-point favorites. Mary, wherever you, there's a couple different spots out there, but I'm seeing some money come in on the four, the movement there. Use the prop shop and the parlay calculator, two tools that are free over at FTNFantasy.com. We have a total of 49.5. It'll be hard to top last week's Thursday night football game between the Bengals and the Ravens. That was absolutely fantastic. We have the 7-2 Eagles here at home. Welcome in the 7-3 Washington Commanders. We have two top 10 offenses in the game. Washington averaging 29 points per game. The Eagles 25.9, but 29 per game over a current five-game winning streak. They played some really good football out of the bye, started to get a little bit healthier, and they're adding Jordan Mailata back today. He's going to return, so that's good news for the offensive line. No Marshawn Lattimore. He's not going to play maybe next week. A good pickup. Certainly going to need him, I think, in this game. But, yeah, Philly is cooking right now on offense since the bye. Now, they haven't played a lot of good teams, we'll say that, right? They really haven't. But I've noticed the defense has played pretty good. So the 29 points per game over the winning streak, over that span, they're first in the NFL in rushing yards, 970. They are first in rushing touchdowns with 10. They are first in explosive runs. That's runs of 10 plus yards with 28. They have the best pass defense over that span. They're first in first downs over that span, like 11 more than the next closest team, the Atlanta Falcons. So they're playing really good football on both sides. And, Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean and the Eagles got both of those corners and could really see the change in defense since Cooper DeJean has been starting, and they're perfect 5-0 since he's really taken more snaps away from guys like Avante Maddox. So, but both teams, we'll get a good feel of how good this defense is because Washington is scoring and they're getting their guy Brian Robinson Jr. back. Austin Eckler has filled the void over the last 2 weeks. He touches season highs and carries in one game, season high in total yards in one game. I think he had 2 or 3 touchdowns over that span as well. But it has been Washington's worst rushing performances of the year without Brian Robinson Jr. So this is a team that has certainly turned things around, obviously with Jaden Daniels as the massive favorite here to win Rookie of the Year. Dan Quinn is 5-1 to win Coach of the Year. This was a team in Washington that allowed a league-high 30 points per game, 30.5 points per game this year. Still some holes, have struggled against the run. They've given up some explosive plays on the ground themselves, and they've been burned through the air, but they're inside the top 12 in terms of eliminating points, just 21 per game. So we've seen a massive turnover, or turnaround rather, with Dan Quinn. The Eagles have taken 5 of the last 6 in this matchup. We've seen a lot of high-scoring games, 38-31, 34-31, 32-21. There was a game a couple years ago where Washington went into Philadelphia and won the game, and they leaned on the ground game and they ran the football. I think that's going to continue to be the game plan. I mean, that's what they're doing anyways this year. But I think, on the other side with Hurts and the offense humming, you want to try to keep them off the field. So should be a really fun fantasy environment for all the players that you have. You're starting everybody. Devontae Smith, shout out to the birthday guy, AJ Brown, Terry McLaurin, Brian Robinson Jr. I think Eckler is in the flex conversation, certainly in a PPR league. He probably goes back to the 6 to 10 touch ranges, which we saw in games without Brian Robinson Jr. Dallas Goedert, borderline top 10 tight end. You're hurting at the tight end position. Cade Otton and McBride on bye. Get behind Zach Ertz. Revenge game for him. But first game actually at the Link since he moved on from Philadelphia. And from a quarterback standpoint, right? You have Hurts as quarterback 4. You have Jaden as quarterback 6. Daniels is second in the NFL in rushing yards. He's got 4 rushing touchdowns. Hurts is 3rd in the NFL in rushing yards among quarterbacks, of course. And he has a whopping 10 rushing touchdowns, stealing all those touchdowns from Saquon Barkley, who continues to get stopped at the 1. But a great season from Terry as well. This is like quarterback 12, I think, for him in Washington. So, since his rookie season in 2019, he's got 6 touchdowns. He's 1 away from his career high, matching his career high. He's 300 yards away from his 5th 1,000 yard season, and he should at the end of the day touch career highs in terms of receiving yards and touchdowns. So I mentioned the Eagles 5-0 since the bye, week 6, getting it done on offense and defense. And if you have Brian Robinson Jr., you feel good about putting him back into your lineup. Career high 4.6 yards per carry. He's got the 6 rushing touchdowns in 7 games. Got a healthy 3.3 yards after contact, which is 5th in the NFL. So he invites the contact, and you know he runs over dudes. So I'd feel good about him being back after missing a couple games. So let's get into the plays here. I just want a little bit of a breakdown. In my own pool, I will be picking the Eagles. I think it's still at 3.5. I do think that this will be close and high scoring, but I think with the Eagles defense playing really good, and I don't believe that the Commanders have the personnel in the secondary should this game get tight. So I am on Philadelphia at -3.5, and I can slight lean to the under. It's a high number. I have 49.5, but I could see I could certainly see both sides. Not betting the total, but I just have the slight lean because I do feel like Washington will try to run and slow the pace down a little bit. And the Eagles are among the leaders in rush percentage as well. So both teams really like to run the football. With that said, 6 minutes in, first prop, AJ Brown. No surprise here, 78.5 receiving yards. I think there's a 77.5 receiving yards out there for AJ Brown as well. Just from his perspective, before I get into why I like this, I mean, this is part of it. Career high 92.2 yards per game, 19.8 yards per reception. It's the second best mark since his rookie campaign in 2019. Same with Terry, 20.2. Was the number for him in his rookie campaign. So using a lot of the great tools that we have over at FTN Fantasy in the Stats Hub, you'll see things like coverages and quarterback completion percentage and yards per attempt against certain coverages. So the Commanders play man coverage quite a bit. 51% is the rate. That's the 7th highest in football. So it's a top 10 mark. Of course, they can get away from that if, you know, they're getting burned by AJ and company, but this is what they like to do. And Jalen Hurts against man, again, using some of our numbers over at FTM Fantasy, you see 2nd in yards per attempt. You see 3rd in completion percentage. Meanwhile, AJ, who torched Washington last year in 2 games, had 305 yards and 4 touchdowns against the Commanders, averaging nearly 19 yards per reception against man. So I asked Ben Stan Digg, who joined us today on the SiriusXM show. He covers the Commanders for The Athletic. How are they going to slow this duo down? He felt like they were going to have an extra guy in the box to deal with Jalen Hurts and Saquon and just try to pray, is what he said when it comes to the weapons that the Philadelphia Eagles do have. So AJ Brown over 78.5 receiving yards, and then Jalen Hurts over 38.5 rushing yards. So, you know, they play a lot of man, and that does leave a lot of one-on-one, and sometimes it leaves, you know, a quarterback to be able to make things happen. And you know, we've seen that this year with certain quarterbacks. I mean, Daniel Jones, 2 games against Washington, 54 rushing yards, 32 rushing yards. Caleb Williams, 47 rushing yards. Lamar Jackson, of course, does this against everybody, but he had 40 rushing yards in a game against the Commanders as well. And Hurts seems healthy. You know, last year, he won't admit it. I think if you watch the Eagles and you could see, like, he just didn't seem to be healthy. He wasn't running as much. He didn't have the burst. And he only averaged 35 rushing yards per game last season. This after 50-plus in 2022, 50-plus in 2021. He's at 42 rushing yards per game this season. And his last couple, 56 rushing yards, 67 rushing yards, 37 rushing yards in a blowout victory. So he is running. He's feeling, I think, a lot better this year. You know, Kellen Moore's got some guys in motion. Of course, having Saquon and then Jordan Mailata back on the offensive line does help out Jalen Hurts' prop. So we're taking this over 38.5 rushing yards. And I like Jaden Daniels as well, 41.5. Use the prop shop. I think there's some 44s and some 45s out there. I think he lives in the mid-40s. I would take anything even over 44.5. I think he gets it done. And I think having Brian Robinson Jr. back helps him because, you know, the last 2 games, 40 rushing yards combined for Jaden Daniels. He's had 39-plus in all 7 games with Brian Robinson Jr. He's cleared this number, I think, in every one but 1 game. He had the 39. And the 3 games without him, he hasn't cleared. It's been his lowest rushing total games of the season. So just having Brian Robinson Jr. there does help out, like, the read option and be able to, you know, do some different things with both of these guys. So I like Jaden Daniels. I don't think it's going to be, you know, you run for 30 and a touchdown and I'll run for throw, show you what I can do. It could be fun between those 2 quarterbacks, but even still, The Eagles haven't really faced a quarterback like this. They've played some bad quarterbacks lately, and I think that's part of why the defensive numbers are so good. But you know, they held Cincinnati in check and Joe Burrow, so they've done a good job defensively. But I think having a guy like Jaden Daniels there and what he can do could give them some fits. And then I'm in on Brian Robinson Jr. I think he's going to be full go. Stan did confirm that to us today on the show. He's missed the last couple games. He was limited to start the week, full practice on Wednesday, ramped up and ready to go. And I think if there is a weakness on this Eagles defense, despite the numbers, the yards per carry number, I saw early on in the season, games against the Falcons and whatnot, teams are able to have some success running against them. And, Brian Robinson Jr., this number just seems too low, over 45.5 rushing yards. And we have a pretty big edge in our projections. We have him for 57 rushing yards. So there's a 12-13 gap here in terms of the line that we're getting and then the projection that we have for him. And we also have him for 13 rushing attempts. So 11.5 rushing attempts is slightly juiced. The only place I'm seeing this currently right now is DraftKings at minus 125. But this is a number he's cleared in 6 of the 7 in the one game that he didn't do it. I didn't have it in my notes, but I'm pretty sure it was just kind of off the top of my head. The one game that he didn't do it, I'm pretty sure it was the game that he left and he suffered the injury, right? We got week 1-12 kind of right on the button there. It was week 1, week 2-17, week 3-16, week 4-21. Then against the Brownies, although they beat them by 20 points, he just had the 7 carries, saw 2 touchdowns. I mean, the guy, again, has 6 rushing touchdowns on the season in 7 games. I believe he left that game with an injury, didn't play against Baltimore, comes back against Carolina, 12 rushing attempts, but they won that game 40-7, right? They didn't need him to be running anymore coming off the injury, 12 for 71, then against Chicago, 16 for 65. So I think he gets back into the 12-17 range. And like I said, I think they try to run the football, establish the run, keep Jalen Hurts and company off of the field if they can. So one of my favorite bets. I like them all equally. I'd go AJ Hurts, probably Brian Robinson Jr., rushing yards and attempts, and then I get into Jaden Daniels. I get some touchdowns here. AJ Brown has been one of our favorites to bet at, plus money. We were getting at a time plus 175, plus 180. I mentioned the matchup here. Washington burn in the secondary with the game on the line and Mike Williams. So I think that there's some issues in their secondary. I don't think the defense is as good as maybe advertised, even though Dan Quinn has done a good job with the culture and things like that. So AJ Brown plus 130. The birthday boy at plus 195 for FanDuel. It's not the reason why. I don't think that the Eagles are going to say, hey, it's Devontae's birthday, we got to get him the ball. If the game is out of hand, they may try to do something like that. Ultimately, they're going to do what's best for the team to win the football game. But a lot of eyes are going to be on AJ Brown. Saquon and Jalen Hurts are likely for touchdowns, but the odds are not great. I would say Saquon scores. I think he's probably the most likely, despite Jalen Hurts having 10 rushing touchdowns. I do believe with the explosive runs at Washington, gives up among the leaders in those explosive runs, 10 plus yards. We've seen Saquon is also among the leaders in that category as well. He's had 3 breakaway touchdowns this year. So, he's in play and Jalen's in play as well. But, as single bets, trying to find some value on the board, AJ Brown at plus 130, Devontae Smith at plus 195. And I think this is a good number for Brian Robinson Jr. at plus 130. There's not a lot of starting running backs that you can get at plus money. And again, the 6 touchdowns in the 7 games, run the rock, yards after the contact. There is, just like Saquon, the risk of the quarterback taking away the rushing touchdown near the goal line. But we'll go ahead and take Brian Robinson Jr. at plus 130. And the long shot is Zach Ertz at plus 340. I was considering Noah Brown, but I think those 2 corners have been solid. I really do. So maybe Zach Ertz, is the guy that Jaden leans on here. So I'm going with Zach Ertz at plus 340. Those are the plays. Those are the touchdowns. By now, you may have heard this is my second last day at FTN Fantasy. I appreciate all the support you guys have given me over the years. I will have a show tomorrow. I got to go out with a bang. We'll go out with a bang on Friday. answer any starter sit questions that you have. I have some touchdown props and some NFL props as well. We're up like 50 units. So hopefully we can finish off strong. And what I do understand is, you know, pretty awful timing to bail on FTN. So I do appreciate all the support. You guys hanging out with me throughout the years. You guys have really helped me out, and I really do appreciate all of that. So let's finish off strong with a couple winners here tonight. Any questions, you guys can hit me up at Chris Meany. I'll circle back on the video here. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to ask. So enjoy the football game tonight. We'll talk to you guys soon. Cheers.